In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have this scene of Mary at the tomb, and this person speaks to her, and supposing him to be the gardener, Mary asks him that question, where is he? Supposing him to be the gardener, a fascinating little detail. You couldn't make it up, and it always seems to me it's little details like that that make up part of the jigsaw that points to the truth of this story. It's something rather unlikely, but it does help to build up this convincing picture of the first Easter day. Supposing him to be the gardener. The scene, after all, is set in a garden like our garden here. So it's an easy mistake. So to suppose that the person that we see in the garden is indeed the gardener. But this is the fourth gospel, the gospel according to John, and these little details are not there by accident. And even mistakes can be ways of seeing the truth. So let's have a look at a famous painting by Rembrandt, which portrays this very scene. Mary, you can see there, is kneeling at the tomb, and she's looking up over her shoulder at the figure standing behind her. He is carrying a spade, and there's a pruning knife tucked into his belt. So, yes, he does look a bit like a gardener. There is light coming from the side where Jesus is standing, the light of the resurrection, whereas the tomb is all shrouded in darkness. The light also is falling on Mary's face. Recognition is beginning to dawn as she realizes that she had been looking for Jesus in a wrong place, among the dead, by looking into the tomb. But Jesus certainly looks like a gardener about to go to work, clearing and replanting, creating, as it were, a new Garden of Eden on this first day of the week, this first day of a new creation. Mary supposes him to be the gardener, because that, in fact, is what he is. And then there's the hat. Just a piece of his gardener's kit, we might think. Or is it something else? It's red, but it's not a crown of thorns. It's the headgear of someone with a job to do. Someone who is going to bear the heat and burden of the day as he sets about remaking the overgrown garden. Actually, the hat reminds me of my first church where I was vicar, because at the window, the east window over the altar, was the portrayal of the supper at Emmaus on the evening of the first Easter day. And seated at the table between two disciples, Jesus is breaking the bread. And then on the floor, just underneath the table, is a rather natty Tyrolean hat. It always puzzled me as to what that hat was doing there. And it was when I saw this picture that it all suddenly fell into place. Now I realize that it was a gardener's hat. And indeed, if you look carefully in the bottom left-hand corner of this picture, you can just about, in the shadows, make out two figures. A man and a woman walking away from the scene. Are they? Cleopas and the other disciple, his wife perhaps, setting off for Emmaus, a day's journey away from Jerusalem. This picture tells a story of realization, recognition. Mary, her face lit up, and kneeling beneath a tree that is in leaf. This is her moment of recognition, when she knows who the figure is and what has happened. But the two disciples in the corner, still in shade, and beneath a tree that is still there, their moment is yet to come. And Rembrandt is portraying a contrast between those who, in St. Paul's words, have come to believe that God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, and those who are to be pitied because they had hoped in Jesus for this life only. But here we see the figure of Jesus half turned away from Mary. Is he saying to her, "Don't hold on to me. I have to go after those other two." And off he will go, spade in hand, hat pulled firmly down on his head, off to meet others and bring them from despair and futility into the glorious light of the resurrection.